Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is WBUR. Tonight, dozens of migrant families will spend yet another night on the floor at Logan Airport. They need temporary housing, but the state shelters are full. So this week, the governor's office opened a new shelter at a busy recreation center in Roxbury. The decision to move the migrants there has gotten pushback from Boston Mayor Michelle Wu and from Roxbury residents who are already facing economic and housing burdens. But as WBUR's Paola Mora reports, their objections have not stopped the plan.
Around mid-January, Governor Maura Healey faced an emergency. A couple hundred migrants were spending nights at the airport, and the state's shelters were full. After looking at many potential shelter sites, the state was focused on one, the Melnia Cass Recreational Complex, a place where youth groups play sports and older residents walk on the track. The Healey administration reached out to political leaders in Roxbury for a community meeting. About 250 people attended on Zoom. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu was clearly unhappy.
Taking offline a community asset that was specifically designed for community programming to be used in this way. And that I take very seriously. For me, that has been a big sticking point.
The meeting lasted more than 3 hours. The governor stayed the whole time. In an email, her spokesperson said the state incorporated the community's feedback into their plans. City Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson is one of the local representatives who helped organize the session with residents. She spoke with WBUR in an interview.
The governor is not oblivious that she's coming to a neighborhood that's historically disenfranchised and one of the poorest neighborhoods in Boston. People are going to push back.
The mayor seemed to hold out hope that night that another option could be found. But by Monday, the deal was done. The governor told the Roxbury representatives in a letter that plans were underway to shelter up to 400 people at the center. Residents would not be able to use the site until June. Fernandez said the governor was emotional at the meeting.
Obviously, her hands were tied.
Officials said other locations like Suffolk Downs and a West Roxbury campus wouldn't work as well. The Roxbury Center was more accessible, had more bathrooms and other benefits. To some, the decision was unfair. Sadiki Kambon is the director of the Black Community Information Center. He says he's sympathetic to the migrants, but says that officials didn't consult the community enough.
It's just a broad level of disrespect for our community that we encounter on a regular basis.
He wants to meet with the governor about this and to advocate for walk-in health clinics in Nubian Square. On Wednesday, Healey and Wu put on a united front at a press conference, and long rows of cots were set up to receive the newcomers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paola Moura.